This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Hello and welcome to our show where we answer your retirement questions. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille, and they are a father-daughter legacy team right here in Sacramento. And of course, here again today to give you solid retirement advice. They know and they've seen all the risks in retirement. In fact, they've helped develop strategies, solid strategies for their clients so that their retirements can stand above the rest. We call it the monolith, right? That's what monolith means, standing above the rest. So excited to have you here with us today. Here's that phone number we want you to have to reach out for a visit, a complimentary visit. Get on the calendar and come in and see them, 916-884-2584. Now, if you prefer texting, just text the word visit to that same number, 916-884-2584. And you're going to be hearing us today talking about the Monolith Plan, okay? A plan that Jeff and Camille have worked so hard on. Like I said, they've designed it to help retirees through their journey into and through retirement. And you'll hear us talk about that. Find out about our Lunch and Learns and get all of resources that we have to offer on our website, monolithfinancial.com. And good morning to you, Camille.
Good morning. What a great intro. Wow. I'm always so happy to be here. And I absolutely love hosting this radio show with you and Jeff. It is truly an honor. And, you know, it's just all about educating the public continuously about retirement as it's constantly changing.
Yes, so true. So true. And Jeff, hello to you.
Hello. And it is. It's always a lot of fun doing this. And, you know, it's all about kind of the timing of things and making sure that you have a plan put together. And oh my gosh, the craziness that we're going through in the world right now.
Right.
What we'd really like to do is make your retirement not crazy, right? Make it something that you really are dreaming of and make it your plan.
Right. We want to make those retirement dreams come true and help everybody feel a little bit less crazy about, you know, heading into this new phase of life and making sure they have some good clarity on what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. So let's talk then about just the craziness of the world here lately.
So it's so crazy to think that actually there is an assassination attempt on President Trump. And then we also have a president that's being questioned about his stability, his mind, his growing old.
Right.
And Camille and I, it's sad to say, we deal with this a lot and we see the implications where the way they shuffle, the way they move, the way they glare, you know, there's all these signs that are really showing up. And it's scary to think that, you know, we have a president in that condition that is not basically coming forward and saying, look it, I've gone and taken all these tests and I'm good. Yeah. Or that gets on the television and says, here, ask me anything, I'll answer it. And if I can't, I'm out of here.
Right. Exactly.
So we really have some strange times right now. We have another, what? The inauguration is in January. Mm-hmm. So we really have until January for this current president of the United States to be leading us. And it just seems like it's not a good thing right now. So really what we need to do is, like they say your prayers and hope for the best, but let's hope that our government makes the right changes to help all of us with our life. You know, some of those things that we're looking at that really in retirement affects you is inflation. And so we'll talk about that today also.
Right. You know, the thought to me is keep calm and carry on, but we do need to make some changes and get everybody, you know, hopefully on the same page. So, yeah, we're not fighting. That's the problem is we have differences of opinions and we're just fighting to the max. You know, we can't just talk about it. So keeping calm and carry on. I want to bring up the Gen X. Okay. So that would be the Gen Xers. Some Gen Xers right now
are hitting the milestone of 59 and a half. Okay, so Gen Xers, they were born between 1965 and 1980, okay? So between the years of 41 and 56 years old. This summer, you know, some of them are celebrating their half birthday, which really cracks me up because they're turning 59 and a half. When we were kids, we would all count our half birthday, but not since adults, you know? We don't really do that. But I want to talk about, you know, those Gen Xers and what they're facing right now, this first milestone. Camille?
Well, and it's funny you say, you know, used to celebrate half birthdays and things like that, or used to be saying like, I'm 17 and a half. And, you know, I still know some friends that like to celebrate their half birthdays and things like that. Half birthdays are actually a real thing when you're looking into life insurance. So it does still have some validity there. But as far as Gen Xers, you know, this is a great time because we always say there are a few different age milestones that you hit as you begin to creep closer and closer to retirement age. And one of the biggest ones is the age of 59 and a half. And that is because if you are working and saving inside of a retirement plan with your employer, a lot of these plans allow you to do what is called an in-service rollover. And what that means is you can actually go ahead and call your plan sponsor and say, hey, I want to do an in-service rollover. You can actually take some of that money out of your employer-sponsored plan, which then allows you to have the freedom to decide, how do I want to invest this money to start prepping for retirement years? This is where we start doing a lot of, you know, the managed money outside of the sponsored plan, because as many of you know who have saved this way, your plan sponsored investments, you're limited on your choices. You know, I hear a lot of people, they're like, oh, I want to invest in NVIDIA. Well, a lot of times you can't do that inside of, you know, a sponsored plan. And so by reaching the age of 59 and a half, being able to invest it the way you want to, you start to get the control. And so you can really start prepping for how you want your retirement to look. It's also a great way to start maybe looking into those self-directed pensions we talk about so often, like annuities, so that you have guaranteed income in retirement. So if you are nearing or have reached the age of 59 and a half and you're wondering, wow, can I do an in-service rollover and start taking control of my retirement plan? Give us a call. Our number is 916-884-2584. And of course, you can text the word visit to 916-884-2584. And we'll help look into if your plan will allow you to start taking control of your retirement. Give us a call. Let's start talking about what we can help do for you in your retirement.
And I always like to make sure you have the website handy. It's easy. It's the name of their company, monolithfinancial.com. Head there for other information, resources you can get at your fingertips. And we thank you so much for joining us. So it's important to remember that after you reach 59 and a half and you can start making those withdrawals penalty free, it doesn't actually mean those withdrawals are entirely free. Jeff, talk about that.
No, and be very careful because, you know, it sounds like, oh, I can just take my money now out of my 401k. Well, no, because it's all taxable money. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is transfer it from a 401k to maybe a Roth IRA or to a traditional IRA. Now, if you move it from a 401k to a Roth IRA, you're going to still owe the taxes on it. And that's one of the things that we really are helping people do is understand taxes. Now, we're not CPAs, but we do believe in getting as tax efficient as possible in retirement or going into retirement. One of the ways is by converting your 401ks into IRAs and then converting those to Roth IRAs and looking at your tax brackets and understanding that because you go into a new tax bracket doesn't mean all your money is taxed at that higher amount. It just means the money that's over that bracket is now taxed at a little bit higher amount. And so those are things that we look at. And we really want you to be tax efficient when you go into retirement.
Exactly. All right. So today we're helping our Gen X listeners prepare for the next phase of life, okay? Which is work optional and every day Saturday. Jeff, how are you talking to your clients who are in their late 50s and early 60s right now?
Well, exactly as we're talking to the listeners right now, is really let's take a look at how we can make you more tax efficient going into retirement. Also, having a plan put together for you going into retirement. It's amazing how many people don't actually have a written retirement plan that takes in consideration things like income and what is your income going to be over the next 10, 20, 30 years? Taxes, what taxes are you going to have to pay over that time period? What about the bumps in the road like health insurance costs? Or what about your favorite uncle? How often is he going to come visit you and take part of your money away? It's all about having a plan that puts together all the different pieces of retirement so that now you can basically sit back and enjoy retirement. But also understand, when you put together a plan, you should be able to make changes. So when, I like to say, you hit a bump in the road on your traveling through your retirement, you now can go ahead and make corrections and make improvements. So I'm going to say, if you're listening out there right now, why not pick up the phone and give us a call, 916-884-2584. Let's take a second set of eyes looking at your retirement plan, if you have one, or let's take the time to just put together one and do it together. Give us a call now, 916-884-2584. Let's start planning your retirement.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille, father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group. And they get questions every week, not at work, but whenever they're out and about. When people find out who they are, what they do, they get questions about retirement all the time. So we thought we'd do it again, bring the mailbag questions to the airwaves, and have them answer on the air. So, all right, guys, you ready to get started?
I'm ready. I love this part.
Yep. Okay, here's the first question from Mike. He says, I've had a steady corporate job for 35 years, and my wife has taught piano lessons since we were married in the early 80s. Her job helped us pay for groceries and gave us some extra money to put away for the future, but she does not have a job with a 401k or insurance benefits. How can I make sure that she'll be okay if something happens to me?
I love this, Mike. And, you know, you're not alone. I have helped other client families solve this exact same question, maybe a little bit different personal situations, but one of the biggest things is while you're still alive and well and you're working, she's working, she can put money into her Roth IRA. So she can actually set up a Roth IRA and contribute up to the maximum benefits, even if she stops working and you just continue. So only one spouse has to be working for you both to be able to contribute to a Roth IRA or a regular IRA. I always say Roth because we truly believe in pay taxes on the seed, not the harvest. Plus, that'll also really help her if, you know, something does happen to you. Now that's not another taxable account that she's going to inherit. Another great idea and way that we've helped people just like you is life insurance or annuities we look at. So life insurance, it's a great way to say, hey, I'm going to put away some of my earnings, buy a policy that if something happens to me and she goes ahead and maybe inherits the house, your retirement accounts, she can use part of that money to actually convert your IRAs to tax-free Roth IRAs and now help her. Because what happens when one spouse dies? You go from a married tax bracket down to a single tax bracket. And traditionally, the single tax bracket doesn't allow for as much taxable income. So that's another great way to make sure she's okay, not only financially, but taxability-wise too. I mentioned the annuities as well. We set these up all the time because what you can do is you can buy an annuity that has a lifetime income benefit, or as Jeff and myself and our team at Monolith will constantly refer to this as kind of your self-directed pension, and you can set it up for both of you. Because you know what, Mike? We don't know who's going to pass on first. So why not have in your plan that regardless who passes on first, both of you or one of you will be okay in retirement, because that's something that is part of our retirement plan. We actually look and say, hey, if Mike, you were to pass away at the age of 83, how is your wife going to be left? What is her retirement plan going to look like? And that's another big reason when we are dealing with married couples, we say we need to sit down with both of you when we are putting together your plan, because the likelihood that one of you is going to end up with it, and typically it's the wife, and a lot of times the wife doesn't want to get involved, we say she needs to know what we've done to help set her up so she knows, hey, I'm going to be okay.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for that. If you guys have your questions and want them answered to you personally, 916-884-2584. That's the number to call. Here's another question for you. Jeff, I'll give you this one from Megan. She says, we weren't planning on leaving much for our kids after we passed, but now that our first grandchild has been born, we've changed our minds. And then she writes, we should have had the grandkids first. anyway, she says, is there a way for us to leave them each a little something after we're gone?
Well, Megan, I know exactly where you're coming from, because my wife and I have just, about 2 years ago, Camille gave us a beautiful little granddaughter.
Aww.
And so we're now going, oh my gosh, you know, you want to leave them everything.
Little Peyton, yeah.
Yes. So, you know, again, Camille had some great ideas just now. You know, take part of your IRA money and buy a life insurance policy with it. Mm-hmm. That policy can then go to either the parents or the grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And it just depends, you know, how long you live for. So there's a lot of things that we can do. It's just, what do you want done? We just recently were talking to some clients that said, our grandchildren now are in their 20s, and we would like to make sure that they have maybe a down payment on a house.
Wow. Yeah.
So we put together a life insurance policy that gives each of them $100,000. There's two of them. So a $200,000 life insurance policy that when the grandparents, our clients, mm-hmm. pass on, that money goes to the grandchildren and they can use it as a down payment on a house. Because the nice thing with life insurance, it passes on tax-free. And I'll have to say currently, because mm-hmm.
right.
Taxes always change. But we're here to really help you plan a plan that fits your lifestyle. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. Again, it's your plan. We just need to get together and tell stories. Then we can go ahead and put that plan together for you. 916-884-2584. Tell us what you'd like in your plan.
And you're listening to the Monolith Money Show as we dig into our mailbag today. And I love that, Jeff, because you think about housing right now and how expensive it is for newlyweds to purchase a house. Oh, my gosh. So that would be a wonderful gift to give to your grandkids. Love that. Here's another question from Sandra. And she says, my husband and I just started getting serious about preparing for retirement. We started going through all of our monthly expenses, and it was really eye-opening. I had no idea where it was all going each month, but now what should we do?
Oh, Sandra, you sound like so many people that walk in my door. Most people don't really know what their budget is, and that's why one of our first action items that we have you do when putting together your personalized retirement plan is we say, hey, we need you to look at your expenses and write them down, because you're like a lot of people. They didn't realize what they were or were not spending. And, you know, then we need to put inflation there. But the biggest thing is we've looked at stuff like this over time, and we've helped many families, you know, really maybe crush some of their debt so that they can become debt free, looked at their expenses and said, hey, you know, it looks like a lot of items are going to Amazon. And, you know, how can we help curb that Amazon spend? It's always kind of a joke because I say there's a lot of people that are like, I had no idea I was spending like thousands of dollars, you know, for Amazon, because we are a culture of I want it and I want it now. Mm-hmm. And typically Amazon provides that. And so I say to a lot of people, you know, maybe just put it in your cart, save it for later. And if you want it, you know, a week or two later, then maybe buy it. And it's amazing how many people actually come back to me and they go, I started doing that and I haven't bought those things. They're like, I just deleted them. They're like, wow. Thank you so much. You know, so it's kind of funny. So I love and congratulations on getting serious and putting your expenses down. But what you really need to do is give us a call so we can find out how does that budget translate to your overall retirement plan. We are happy to do that. So Sandra, give us a call so we can help you feel less anxious and nervous about your monthly expenses.
There you go. 916-884-2584. That's the number. Text the word visit if you want to do it that way. Get on their calendar. Complimentary. Last question. This is from Dwayne. And he says, I'm planning a relatively simple, quiet retirement. I've done most of the traveling that I wanted to do, and I only have one or two places that I'd like to see someday. I like this. This is interesting. If I don't have anything big planned, is there really that much I should do for a retirement plan?
And I'm going to say yes, because do you have family? One of our clients, we were managing about $600,000 of his money. And I finally said, you know, I'll call him Robert. Hey, Robert, what are you going to do with this? And he goes, well, it's for my kids. I said, why don't you give it to him now? He goes, well, I can't. And I said, yes. At that point in time, you had a $5 million lifetime gift that you could give. And he went, what? And I said, yes. And he goes, I'm going to call my CPA. So he called the CPA, called me back and said, okay, how do we transfer it? So we're really about, you know, your plan being for you and putting it together. It's so many different things that you can do. I mean, Dwayne, how about taking grandchildren, if you have grandchildren, or your kids on trips? It's about building memories in retirement. That really is what it is, with friends and family. Build those memories. And if you got money to burn, I'll just say, you know, you got more than enough money to live on and you have a great budget and a great lifetime income source, then do good things with the extra money you have while you're alive. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We are here to put together the most incredible retirement plan that you can think of and do it together. Call us now, 916-884-2584.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.